Sean Mullen, joined by Brandon Wheat, Kings head coach and general manager Kelly McCrimmon. And coach, trade deadline just came and went, and you guys made a couple of big additions. First of all, talk about the addition of Morgan Klimchuk to your lineup. A different player than Jesse Gabriel, but a more experienced player. What do you think that he brings to the table for you?
Well, he's a real good addition to our team. He is a guy that has been a proven scorer at every level, including our league. He's a first-round NHL pick of the Calgary Flames. And I think one of the more impressive things for me with Morgan is just how his game has developed to the point where he's now a really, really good two-way player. He can play in all situations. He's a very good penalty killer. He's a guy that can play protecting a lead late in the game. He just, I think brings a lot to our team. 19 years old, more leadership for our guys. He's played very well since joining us. He's played primarily with Tim McGauley, and they've played real well.
Well, and it's one thing with your group, as good and as deep as you are, you're not an old team. So to add a veteran presence like that and another one in Reid Gao, has it been important for you to get a little bit of experience here?
Yeah, that was part of the motivation with both acquisitions is we are young. And, I think that shows sometimes with our team. So, Reid Gao is a five-year player. He's a 20-year-old. He was a captain in Spokane, which is a real good program. So he brings a lot in that regard to our team as well. And, of course, with Morgan, as we just touched on, really helps our team, not just on the ice, but, off the ice from a leadership standpoint as well.
With Morgan, he's used to being the go-to guy. Not to say Regina didn't have depth, they did, but he was sort of the guy they looked to as their one star. And you guys have already had success as a group offensively and as a two-way team. So is it a challenge from a coaching perspective to work him into a role here, maybe where it's not all flowing through him?
Well, I don't think there's a challenge getting Morgan worked in. He scored the winning goal his first game with us against Calgary, and I think he's been off and running ever since. I think that there's a settling in for everyone else because, of course, Morgan kills penalties. He plays the power play. He plays 4-on-4. So it changes things a little bit for some other players, and that's where, anytime you acquire players at the deadline, it takes buy-in from the rest of your group for your team to be better because it's going to probably change responsibilities a little bit. But I think Morgan has got a lot of respect in our dressing room, no different than Swift Current would with Morgan Klimchuk and Brandon. We knew him inside out from having played him as much as we have over the years, played him in playoffs last year. So, he wasn't a player that I needed to describe to our guys what kind of impact he was going to have. I think they were thrilled to be able to put him on our team.
For Gao, he's a guy who comes in having played college hockey, fewer games, over the first half of the season. Is there an adjustment period for him to come back and play at this level again?
Yeah, I think just based on university hockey, I think his last game was the 29th or 30th of November. His first game with us was January 6th. So I think more than anything, just that time off. And, it takes a while to get back up to speed. I know when we acquired McCoy Erkamps, in October, it took him a little while to get acclimated back to the speed and the pace and everything else. Reid now has played, I believe this will be his sixth game, has improved every night playing alongside McCoy Erkamps. They give us, a real good experienced pair of defensemen.
Provorov comes back from World Juniors, having had a chance to go with his team all the way to the gold medal game. What do you think he gets out of that experience that he can bring back here?
Well, I think no different than Dylan Hetherington. I think more confidence. I think, playing on a world stage, playing with world-class players, playing against world-class players. I've always said, I'm sure anyone in my position in the league would say the same thing, that as much as you miss those players when they're gone, they come back better players. They come back adding even more value to your existing group. And I think, in a word, I just think the big thing, just more confidence. And obviously that's good for any player.
Played the Broncos a bunch already this season. This building in particular is usually tougher to play in. You've had success in the matchup, though. And what do you guys need to do to keep that going here tonight?
Well, I think first and foremost, you have to be ready to pay a price to win in here. It's not an easy building to win in. This will be our final regular season game. We've won two of the three that we've played. I think we probably learned more in the game that we didn't win, but you know, you have to be ready to compete. Your discipline has to be good. You have to manage the puck. Swift have a real good team. You can go back a lot of years. Our teams have always had real good games, and I expect tonight will be no different.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Kelly McCrimmon, the head coach and general manager of the Brandon Wheat Kings. Coming up next, Mark Lamb, head coach and GM of your Broncos. It's Broncos hockey against the Wheat Kings coming up on the Eagle 94.1.